It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome tonight's guest. His nerves aren't the only parts made of steel. Retired U.S. Marine Corps bomb technician and Fox News contributor, Joey Jones. She's so Southern, she sleeps on a gun rack. Fox Business Network anchor, Dagan McDowell. Her major expenses are fake plastic lenses. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tiff. And he travels by trampoline. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Joey, last week we saw someone by the name of Jen Rubin order that we must defund Walter Reed because they treated Trump and let him out. What do you make of this?
I don't know what to make of it. You know, it wasn't that long ago, maybe a decade ago, there was a Walter Reed scandal. And all these people were running to the aid of President Obama and Joe Biden that, you know, they love our troops and they've done all these things. And now they want to defund our doctors because they accidentally got Trump better. If I were President Trump, I would have refused treatment and used the opportunity to create a national crisis until the next aid package went through. That's what he should have done. Just, you know what, if it takes me, it takes me. But thankfully, he did take treatment and he's going to do better. And God bless the people at Walter Reed for, you know, doing it, even though it broke Jen Rubin's heart.
You've been there, of course. So, I mean, they helped you. Yeah. So,
Yeah. Thank you, Walter Reed. I like being alive. I really appreciate it.
Exactly. So, Dagan, what's your take on the media's obvious preference for Biden?
The media, the journalists, Greg, are our most precious jewels in this country. I don't know what you're talking about. They're treasure to be treasured.
Yes.
A journalist is both a talker and a thinker. A butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, amateur virologist, pulmonologist, and psychologist. Esteemed economist, a 9-star general, a landscape architect, yet a peacemaker. Listen, but you brought this up. I've been thinking a lot about this. What are these people going to do when this career runs out of gas, which is happening quickly? Mm-hmm. I think here's one career idea, a volunteer supermarket policeman to scorn the people for overhandling the avocados, or as a career move, urinal cake. That seems obvious. Mm.
You know what? Urinal cakes, not as tasty as they sound. I don't even know why. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
I don't know why either. But if you put cake after anything, it sounds delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. But well, it's not.
While I'm talking to you, Tyrus, what is your take so far this week and the future ahead?
Oh, man. I'd like to actually focus on the ruthless attack on those of us who love avocados. There is no way to thoroughly pick an avocado without handling it for long periods of time. It has to have that smushiness. There's nothing worse, nothing that will ruin a good nacho than a hard, hard avocado. I can think of most of the biggest fights in my lifetime over the kitchen table has been over my lack of thoroughness with avocados. And I will be damned as an American to be questioned on how long I choose to squeeze and fondle an avocado when it's just about taste. And my, well, more forefathers did not die face down on the ground on Thanksgiving Day as pilgrims outside the Mayflower, so some person can tell me how to hold avocados that will not stand.
Tyrus, I thought maybe you could use this as an analogy for the media, how the media prefers hard avocados rather than inspecting to see.
I just did that, Greg. Spoiler alert. You never stop trying to just hold me down. You just always, you're worse than the man. You're the man. You understand who that is? You know who the man is? That's that guy with no one ever knows who it is. He's also known by them, they, man. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Let me get Don Lemon on line one. Greg Gutfeld is the man.
Yes. All right. Kat, you're the woman. Today, anyway. I don't know. What
What is your take on the news?
So the most nuts thing to me was the NBC saying these were undecided voters. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's crooked. I'm also shocked by how dumb it was, right? Because the evidence that they are Biden voters was on television. Yes. You're going to all pretend to not know what I'm talking about, but you do. There was that Jersey Shore episode, The Note, right? Where they write the note to Sammy to say Ron was cheating on her, and it's an anonymous note, and they're like, got to keep it a secret. Can't know it was us. It's on TV. She's going to find out. And I was just so shocked at that. And now I'm even more shocked because it's the exact same thing. But I really thought that a major news network would perhaps have better critical thinking skills than Snooki.
I miss Snooki. I miss everything about Jersey Shore now that I think about it.
Uh-huh.
It was a classic, classic moment of civilization. You know what? It was a better time back then.
It was.
You
Even
can't...
though Ron was grinding with, quote, multiple fat women. You're busted, Ron.
Yep.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now we're being told what to do, even when we chew. If you're eating in a restaurant, who doesn't? The California governor's office has new guidance on mask safety at restaurants. A tweet tells diners, quote, don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Problem is, that flies in the masked face of its own list of common mistakes issued in July. Mistake one, touching the front of your mask. And number four says, avoid taking your mask on and off. Speaking of taking things off, some strippers are doing their shows virtually now, from home and not the club. How is this new? They charge anywhere from $5 to $20 a show. The dancers say the online format is more empowering. There's that word, empowering. They don't have to work for anybody. Plus, they can be more creative. How is taking off your clothes online somehow seen as new, Kat? I mean, it's not like it's not like the strippers are inventing something.
No. Yeah, it's not new, but I've always got to just kind of have strippers' backs. You know what I mean?
Yes, who
like
doesn't?
I can't walk in heels, I can't dance. They can dance in heels. Plus, it's like the one job where like strip clubs have been all over the place since, you know, forever, right?
Yes.
So clearly people appreciate the work they do, but it's the one job where they appreciate the work they do, but then if, you know, you do that work, people stop appreciating you. So I gotta say, go ahead, good for you. How do I walk in heels? Just like more than 10 steps.
And it's so true. It's the sex worker is the unsung hero of America. Yet you don't want the sex worker to be in your family, or you don't want to be the sex worker when suddenly you're over 40. I wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't be employed if people didn't like it, but then if they do it, they don't like you. Come on, man. As Joe would say.
Yes. Speaking of Joe, Joey, what are your thoughts? You could talk about the mask or the strippers or combine both into a lovely Reese's peanut butter sandwich.
You know, I think we're going to go with the mask here. So I think the mask regulations are like somebody sitting around playing a game of cards against humanity, and every time they see a blank, they just put in wear a mask.
So it's like, yes,
wear a mask while you're kissing, or wear a mask while you're in your car by yourself, or wear a mask while, and I can't say anything else that's actually in the game.
Yes.
But back to, you know, getting paid to take things off online, I will happily get paid to just take my legs off for people online. There's some really cool stuff going on under here, like some skin grafts, and you know, there might be a niche market there. Yeah.
There's a niche market for everything. You know, Dagan, I think the problem with suggestions that are either extreme or unscientific or stupid is that they poison the reasonable ones. So now people are just taking off their mask and saying, screw this. These people are idiots. They keep changing the rules.
Not me. I eat with speed and vigor. So I need a face bra when I eat too. You know, it's better than a bib. So I avoid getting food all over myself. And as for those strippers, these are ladies you need at your side in these troubling times because they'll shiv somebody with that champagne flute of a heel. Mm-hmm.
You know, I also eat with speed and vigor. Those are two Finnish lads in my thrash metal band. Tyrus, last word to you. Try to make people forget that terrible joke I made.
No.
Well, I'm, you know, I'd like to thank you for this subject matter. All eyes on me right now. And I would just like to say I'm very proud to be on this debate floor. If I could just go back to the previous question you asked about undecided voters for a second, because I feel that needs to be responded to. There is no such thing as an undecided voter, Greg.
Really?
Where have you been for the last 3.5 years? You know what I'm saying? Like, your mind is made up. Unless you've been in a coma or been kidnapped on another planet, we already know who we're voting for. I mean, you already got this. The lines are drawn. If you're still on the sideline to get on TV for, I'm an undecided voter and I need attention, every person, every group that we have seen that's been an undecided voter, the next week we end up finding out about their computer history, which most of them we end up realizing they spend a lot of time with daytime strippers.
Yes.
So it's all connected. There's no undecided voter in this country. You know what? We need to just move it up. Let's get it on. Let's get this vote down. If you are undecided, you are attention-seeking, annoying, and you shouldn't be on TV.
You know, there is something sadder about a daytime stripper than a nighttime stripper. I don't know what it is. I've never seen both.
I'm happy.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye,
Take
little man.
Bye.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.